Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with House Warmers Greenville. Pud, good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about a few things that are on the near horizon, first of all. This is coming up Saturday, and it's not the kind of thing that we like to contemplate, but there is an active shooter seminar. It's going to take place. This is at the Best Western. That's on the south side of I-30 as you're passing through Greenville, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, off to the left if you're headed toward Dallas, but
right,
somewhat off the interstate. But this is at 9 o'clock Saturday morning, and so this is not the kind of thing, as I say, that we like to think about, but it has happened more than once, too often.
It has, and I thought it was interesting that to note. For those who are who have an interest in it, from what I understand, now this is an outside group that's coming in to do the seminar, but it does have law enforcement involved in doing the training, and they are going to talk about how to protect yourself and your family if you find yourself in some sort of a public situation with an active shooter. Mm-hmm. And they're going to talk about both the situations, whether if you are armed or if you are unarmed. But I understand the goal is to do as much as possible to save lives. Mm-hmm. There's a registration fee. I believe it's right at $20. And so you have to register ahead of time. And the link for that is through my House Warmers of Greenville newsletter,
yeah,
if you want to get it.
Yeah, which you can find on Pud's Facebook page or on the House Warmers of Greenville Facebook page.
And it's also, I believe, on the Blacklands Cafe.
I was just about to say that Pud shared that on the Blacklands Cafe Facebook page. So it's interesting that they're doing that for armed and not armed situations.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that, again, is Saturday morning, 9 a.m. That's at the Best Western Motel just off of I-30 in Greenville.
Yep.
And then another thing, which is coming up, we hope, next Monday, January 18th, is the annual Martin Luther King Parade. But there's some uncertainty about it because of the whole coronavirus thing.
That's exactly right. And that's certainly understandable. I know that there have been, there are events that I had in my newsletter that were scheduled that have been canceled as the caseload has
mm-hmm.
gone up.
Mm-hmm.
And the mayor had said he would, wanted to be sure about all of this. If the parade takes place, it's to be Monday, and it will go from the Reese Davis Recreation Center to one of the churches in the area, and there will be a celebration and a remembrance ceremonies there. And this has been a traditional Greenville event for many, many years. And so I do hope that it is able to take place.
Mm-hmm. It will end up at the Pilgrim Tabernacle Church on Washington Street, 3620 Washington Street. And as you say, they have some activities planned there, service and celebration there at Pilgrim Tabernacle, and I don't know. They may plan that anyway, but of course, the parks.
The best way to do is to check Facebook, check mm-hmm. Harold Banner. Yeah. I'm sure y'all if there's something that you can update through your the KERA calendar and some of those kind of things. That's how it'll happen.
Mm-hmm. KETR calendar and
they
probably have one too, Pud. So that's that might be a good place to look as well. But of course, the Park Street wagon rides during the Christmas season ended up being canceled because of this. So uncertain as to the status of it as we speak. We're talking with Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. And let's see some other things. We talked about the Longhorn riding arena here a while back around Thanksgiving. I think there was an event with not the Budweiser Clydesdales, but Clydesdale horses out there. And in your newsletter, you're saying that they're having regular riding activities there on at the Longhorn Arena every Tuesday night. This is this big building on I-30 as you're passing through Greenville, and you might have wondered what that is.
It's at the right at the Division Street exit, and it is a beautiful big indoor arena. And they it's just been completed, so it's not it's brand new. And they are doing sorting one night a week, and then they are doing barrel racing one night a week. And then they have had some significant seminars and classes and different training events on the weekend. So this is becoming, it's really going to become a major destination in town, I think. And I'm very, very excited that we have this now.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the different programs, and you can go to their Facebook page or their website, and you can find out, you know, the listing of the events and all the regulars. Spectators are welcome in particular on some of these nights when they're doing the sorting and the barrel racing, if anybody's just curious and wants to go out and see what it's all about. And one of the other major functions that goes on, and the main reason the arena was built, is it is a riding therapy center.
Yep. And what is that building, that facility that's next to it, is some kind of rehabilitation center,
isn't
it?
That's Glen Oaks Psychiatric Hospital.
Okay.
I know that, you know, they are doing a lot of therapy and different riding programs, in particular for children and young people.
Okay.
And then, they're, you know, as long as they've got this wonderful arena built, there's plenty of other ways to use it.
Yeah. It's the Longhorn Arena there on I-30 at Division Street. You may have gone by the building and wondered what that is, and that's what it is. We're out of time for this one, but we'll talk again soon. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone.
Oh, I always look forward to it.
All right. Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day's Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.